You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by my trusted co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tam.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so I want to invite in a special guest to the show today. We have Jay Grossman from iAutoAgent here with us today as our in-house car expert. Welcome, Jay.
Thanks, Doug. It's good to see you.
Yeah, great to spend a Sunday afternoon. And you know, you have always been so passionate about cars. I've known you over 10 years, and I always love having you on the show. And we're going to get into in a minute here on what your company does, because it's very, very different when it comes to cars. But first, I just want to say that we talk about the theme of our show, being smart with your money. Okay, buying cars is an area that I see more people that are dumb with their money than almost any other area. And it's probably the second largest purchase we make next to a home. So to me, it's really, really vital that we cover this topic, and we cover it in depth, and we cover it over and over, because I see people around me, even coworkers, that make dumb buying decisions with cars constantly.
Yep.
All right. So Jay, you spent many, many years, almost 20 years in the car business. You actually got out of the car business for a little while, and just give people a little background, as you got out of the car business and you actually came to work for me in the mortgage business for, what, 2.5 years?
Yeah, I did. I was still helping people buy cars on the side because I've always had the passion, but I just didn't like the hours and just the gruelingness of the car business, and I just wanted to spend time with my kids and coach their teams, and I was so happy to be able to work with you, Doug. You're a huge mentor to me.
Bye. Appreciate that. Those were some good times when we worked together. You know, we were really always on the same page and always growing. And you were a student of the industry, and I always appreciated that. You learned it very quickly.
Yeah, no, the mortgage business is a very tough business. But what you taught me is it's not just about numbers. It's about like really what the end product is, what you're really doing for that family, and and putting that plan together, and making sure they understand every aspect of what they're doing.
Right. Very important that they understand it, because it's a complex purchase. And yeah. Tammy's heard me on the phone, so she gets to, you know, she's been around to be able to to see the side of those transactions, of being able to, you know, truly help people, and which is what drives us. So you brought that into the car business because you work for several different dealerships, and you know, Tammy, as a woman buying cars, you probably see a different experience, don't you?
Oh, definitely so. I have. And when I heard about Jay's company, I guess it's been, what, 2 years ago, did we decide?
Almost two years.
I, as a female, loved it. Loved the idea, being when a woman walks into any sort of dealership, we're just treated differently. And it stinks, quite honestly.
Right. So, it's not fair.
No, and for a while I was having to get repairs to my car on my own, and I'm a little savvy knowing what a carburetor looks like, show me the part, and getting them to show me the parts to it, and it's here somewhere. Okay, well, I'd like to see it when I come pick it up.
Right. All right, so Jay Grossman with iAutoAgent.com. So explain iAutoAgent, because it's a very different concept in buying or selling a vehicle.
It is, and I started this company out of my basement in February of 2014, and the reason why I started is buying and selling cars is absolutely the most stressful thing, other than maybe going to the dentist. I wanted to create a process where the person selling the car and the person buying the car would both have benefits. And that just doesn't exist in the world we live in today. Nope. So I make it so you don't have to lift a finger selling your car as a seller. And we create a customized marketing program for that seller that will get their car in front of hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, but in a professional, transparent manner. Then we field every phone call, text message, email, all those fun things of people. Obviously, everybody knows this. They lowball you in your car. They ask you what the lowest price you're going to take. All the things that just like, I just don't like selling my car. I'm going to go take it, trade it in. But then you got to meet them in a strange place, and people are getting killed on Craigslist. And so I have this mission to keep people safe as well, as I was just interviewed on Fox 2 News about 2 months ago. That's near and dear to my heart when I keep seeing people getting killed and crimes happening on Craigslist too.
That's scary.
It is.
For a woman, it's really scary.
For anybody. Mm-hmm. And so the other part is the money transfer. We take care of the money transfer.
Yeah, so the money transfer that goes from between buyers and sellers, mm-hmm. you guys help handle that.
We do. And it's a very complicated situation because it's not all plain cut and dry. So if somebody says, well, I'm just going to write you a check.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, you don't want to take a check. But should you take a cashier's check? The answer is yes with an asterisk.
Right.
So make sure that if you do take that cashier's check, mm-hmm. that you've verified those funds.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you do take a cashier's check, there's still a chance that that can be canceled. So the only real safe way of paying or accepting payment for a car mm-hmm. is a money wire transfer. That's mm-hmm. the only way.
And that's the way you guys always do that exchange if possible.
It depends on the situation. So if I have somebody and one of my agents is working with somebody here in St. Louis, we do a little bit of, I don't know. We look them up online. We look them up on Facebook. We look them up and make sure they are who they say they are.
Right.
It depends on how comfortable we feel. Mm-hmm. And this is something that is shouldn't be out of the ordinary. You should not just take a text message from somebody saying, yeah, I'm interested in your car. I'll meet you at Walmart parking lot. No. You find out who you're talking to. You find out where they're coming from. You mm-hmm. find out if they have the money available. You find out if they have the financing available. Because guess what? We run across people all the time. They're like, yeah, I love that car. I want to come see it. Oh, that's great. Yeah, but I can't get finance for it. Are you a viable buyer?
Yeah.
So what does iAuto Agent do? We help people establish financing. So we're making partnerships and have several partnerships with banks and credit unions already so we can help that buyer mm-hmm. get that loan. We can, and that ultimately helps that seller that doesn't have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think one distinction we need to make here, Jay, is that you're not a typical dealership.
No.
You don't have a storefront.
Correct.
You are a person that works for the individual. You
right.
customize the service with them and for them.
Absolutely. And so one of the things that drove me to start this business mm-hmm. is because being in the car industry, I saw people giving away their trades for pennies on the dollar.
Sure.
And I would watch.
Is that do you agree that that's probably one of the largest areas of money that slips out of the consumer's hand? Is on the trade-in.
Mm-hmm.
That's so where the dealers are really making their money on those.
They absolutely are. And so when they send you those letters, we want your trade-in and we want to buy your car.
Of course they do.
Absolutely they do. And here's the reality of it. A dealership has to make their $6,000 and $7,000 on a car. Mm-hmm. They have to.
They have a lot of overhead. Mm-hmm.
They have a ton of overhead. They have beautiful showrooms. They have Starbucks coffee. They have all these wonderful things. And they have to do that. So when I talk about that kind of profit margin, that's including the service and everything because the dealership's already made their money
right.
before the car even hits the lot. So if they make money on the car, then they're ahead. That's just cream mm-hmm. on top, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the reason why our business model works so well is we're able to give the seller mm-hmm. more money for their car
right.
as a guarantee – but still sell that same car to the buyer for less money, but a mm-hmm. higher, in my opinion, a higher quality car than a dealer because we do that impartial third-party inspection.
Which is amazing.
I want a real-life example here, though.
Okay.
Give me a real example of a car that you guys have done where they brought it to a dealer. What did the dealer offer them? And then what were you guys able to do?
Okay. So we help a lot of people that have lost loved ones. That's one of our biggest it makes us feel good because what happens is they're going through so much stress.
Sure.
When it's a common area where somebody has a car and they don't know what to do with it.
Right. Mm-hmm. I have this really nice lady that was referred to us. She had just lost her husband. They had bought this car 3 months ago. the car was literally worth to a dealer $12,000 to $13,000 tops.
That's what the dealer would have given.
Right. And then she had just bought the car for over $20,000 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that spread.
There
right.
you okay. go. Mm-hmm.
So what is she going to do? Well, if she trades it in, she's going to lose $5,000 to $7,000 on the car. So what she did is she called iAuto Agent. We looked at the values of her car. And it was just the most amazing thing. And one of the things about this car, too, was a very unique car.
What kind of car was it?
It was a 2008 Audi S6.
Okay.
Okay, there's about 12 of them in the whole country. It's mm-hmm. a very rare car, and it had very low miles. It only had 73,000 miles. And this was the baby of her late husband. And,
right.
and we knew that. Like, we have a lot of empathy for people, too. So we looked at the values, and we have sophisticated software where we help all of our clients come up with their values. So we came up with the value for her, and we recovered her over $4,000 more than what she could have gotten at the dealership.
Wow, so you guys were getting more like $16,000 instead of $12,000.
We actually got a little bit more than $16,000 for it.
That's excellent.
And that was in her pocket. So the
but still saved the other consumer money.
Oh, huge amounts of money.
Than from going to the dealer.
Yes, yeah, so the consumer that bought it, mm-hmm. he had an S4 originally, and he had to get rid of it because it was too small for his kids. But the S6 was a larger car,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, oh, I just miss having this car. And what was really cool about it is at the very end of the transaction, so we meet at police stations for everything. We don't usually do this, but we brought the buyer and the seller together, and the lady was able to actually meet the next buyer of her husband's car, and she was in tears, and we all were just like...
Like an emotional thing for her to pass this on to somebody.
It was, and I have agents that work for me. I handled this one myself. I handled this one myself because, one, it was a very, very close business contact that referred the transaction to iAuto Agent, and number two... I lost my dad last year, and I have tremendous empathy for people that have lost loved ones. And we deal with it all the time where people have lost loved ones, they're going into an assisted living, they're going into a nursing home, and there's always that car. And can you imagine how much stress you have, first of all, going into one of those facilities or losing a loved one? And then, oh, by the way, I got to go sell a car.
Right, right. Well, that's... That's a great story, Jay. And just to kind of summarize that, so I mean, you guys at iAuto Agent, just go to iAutoAgent.com,
mm-hmm.
and you can get information on Jay's company. But you guys are coming in, and if somebody wants to sell a car, okay, you're going to get them more money than they're going to get from the dealer traded in. And you're also going to possibly get them more money than they would get themselves by selling on Craigslist because
yes.
you guys are professional marketers.
That's right.
You know you handle third-party inspections. You guys take professional photos. They're professionally staged photos.
Yep.
You're getting all the details that somebody's going to need. As an individual, I don't know all the paperwork that needs to happen. I don't know all the steps that need to keep me safe. You guys handle all that where a seller doesn't have to lift a finger, and you're going to get them more money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I call a win-win. And the same thing that Airbnb is doing for mm-hmm. the hotel business, that Uber is doing with the taxi business.
Yep.
You're turning the model on its head
yep.
with this, and I like it because I don't like the model that's out there.
Mm-mm.
I really just don't like it.
I don't either.
But I love what you guys do.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Doug. And, yep. I just love helping people, and I've always loved helping people. And when you work for a company, like when I work for a dealership, and I still have a lot of good friends, and I work really well with car dealers still, but I don't let them pull anything over on me. Okay.
Right.
So mm-hmm. I know the ins and outs of every aspect of the business.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing that I don't know.
Right.
And so when I was working for a dealership, I felt helpless because I mm-hmm. had somebody telling me what to do
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't make my own decisions. I couldn't make my own decisions on the cars we were selling either.
Mm-hmm.
So every single car that comes through iAuto Agent is inspected by a third party technician that is impartial to the whole process.
Right, to the seller or the buyer.
To the seller or the buyer. So what it does is it creates a transparency in the automotive industry that we've never had before.
Well, it gives a feeling of safety to a buyer because they know there's a third-party inspector.
Yep.
So tell you what, I want to talk more about that topic. And if you have time to stick around, we're going to talk more when we return, because I also want to ask some questions about Kelley Blue Book and Edmunds and some of those things, Carfax. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into all that when we return. We're talking with Jay Grossman from iAuto Agent. You can see his information on our website also at smartwithyourmoney.com. We're going to talk more when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by Tammy Haldeman and Jay Grossman from iAutoAgent.com. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, yep. Doug.
All right, so if you're just a quick summary on what iAutoAgent is, because I know you guys are really, you've described yourself as like a real estate agent for cars. Is that similar?
Yep. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. And a little bit of difference I see. I mean, basically, if you want to sell a car, rather than trading it in, you can, or even trying to sell it on your own, iAuto Agent is a much better choice for this for many, many reasons. And, we were talking off the air about who's a perfect customer for you. And we're talking about as a female, and Tammy mentioned it earlier, is that, how you get treated at car lots.
And it doesn't matter how much you know or whatever, and I said this earlier, is that women, we have to think differently than men. Fear of being safe, our security and all that sort of thing going into a place. So if I'm selling on Craigslist, I am no longer doing that. I'm going to go to Jay from here on out because the fear of meeting someone, you said something earlier about going to a car lot. I took my son with me. He happened to be available one day, but still, I don't know, that just the whole thing is a little scary for me as a woman.
Yeah. So Jade, you deal with that a lot on the safety end?
Absolutely. We do everything we can to keep people safe, and definitely women are a lot of them are victims, and it's not just women, it's men too.
Sure.
But literally selling a car in this day and age, for whether you're a man or you're a woman, it's just scary. And there are a million scams out there.
Yes.
Nobody knows.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of time that can be wasted too. I mean, I buy and sell a lot of stuff on Craigslist, just in not cars, smaller items, and like I buy and sell a lot of iPhones. I've just determined I'm not buying any more iPhones on Craigslist because I waste so much time with the scammers on there. I just don't have time for it. So even outside of the safety issue for myself, if I want to go to sell a car and I'm a busy guy, I don't have time to do all the behind-the-scenes stuff that it takes to sell a car.
It sounds so great to go to Jay.
Yeah, I mean, just to have you professionally do it.
Yeah, absolutely. The biggest value that we offer is you don't ever have to lift a finger. I mean, literally, you never have to leave your home. You're given a guaranteed price before we even start selling your car. So there really is no risk.
Yeah, there's no risk. There's no investment.
There's no investment. iAuto Agent's making all the investment. We're investing our time. Mm-hmm. We're investing our marketing dollars, which is huge. Because you can throw a car on Craigslist, but you can't have all the services that iAuto Agent offers. So even though we're not a dealership, we can help somebody get financing. If somebody has a trade-in, like if you look on Craigslist, it always says, I don't want to take trade-ins. Well, guess what? We can help take a trade-in on your vehicle, and it won't affect your bottom line at all.
That's nice.
Interesting.
That's good to know. Mm-hmm.
Well, I love it. That's a very good value proposition for somebody that's looking to sell a car. And I know you guys have helped people buy cars too. and you know, I don't want to get into too many details on that, but it is something that you'll offer in certain scenarios where you will help basically broker deal or help them in the car search service too.
Yes. So right now I'm doing some personal consulting. It will become a part of our business model as time allows. We have tons of people that come to us asking to help them buy a car. Again, as time allows, I will help somebody buy a car, but it's really the consulting aspect that comes into it because mm-hmm. you have to know about financing. You have to know about how many years of a loan you want to take out, how much money you're going to put down. If you're going to put money down, is it smart to roll money into the loan, all those different things, mm-hmm. the next car. Right. Yeah.
So when you look at like trying to determine that value of the car that you mm-hmm. said you guys are really good at, Okay, a lot of people are going to go to Kelley Blue Book or Edmunds or NADA. Which is the best value? Which one is the best one to use if you want to know the value of your car?
How about this answer? None of them.
None of them.
You know why? Because all three books are going to tell you three different values. So you ask which one is right. And the answer is none of them.
None of them are right.
So the way that we do it is we have sophisticated proprietary software that we have available to us that we can literally search the whole market. We can tell you how many cars are out there, just like yours, exactly like yours, how That's long crazy. They're staying on the market.
Wow.
All the way down every analytic possible. And then we share that information with our sellers too. Mm-hmm. So when
So if you're that, you mentioned that Audi earlier, where there's only six or there's 12. Only like 12 of them 12. In the country.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's a lot of demand for that, but Absolutely. There's hardly any supply of it. But if you're selling something that's super common, 150 of them for sale in your metro area, now all of a sudden, like the seller needs to know that and what they're up against.
That's right. So I'll tell you a perfect example. I sold a 2015 Honda Accord, and the gentleman came to me, and we gave him a value. And he's like, oh, I really want this much for it. And I can't remember the exact numbers right now. This was months ago. But I'm like, listen, the car's not going to sell for that. You can buy a brand new car, 2016, for the same amount of money that you're asking to sell your car for. It's just never going to happen. So the answer is we give people the best consulting advice. So if you're coming to me and there's 150 of them in a 50-mile mm-hmm. radius,
sure.
Okay, that's going to be a hard one to sell. So now I got to compete on price. Mm-hmm. So I really dig into the analytics, and I really, like my agents that work for me, we all have that same process on how we go about it. Now, as a consumer, the way that you can do it, there's a really good site called Car Gurus that mm-hmm. I really do like because what that mm-hmm. does is it keeps things fair. Kelley Blue Book is dealer-funded. Mm-hmm. So what is Kelley Blue Book going to do? Well, when a dealer shows you Kelley Blue Book, they're mm-hmm. always going to have their car priced under Kelley Blue Book.
Right.
But it's just so amazing that the trade-in value on Kelley Blue Book is just almost as much as a private party. Why do you think that is?
Right.
And the reason is that when you go to Kelley Blue Book, you have dealer ads everywhere.
Sure.
That is how Kelley Blue Book survives.
Is making their money.
And Kelley Blue Book does not buy your car. So if you want to have a professional really value your car and you want your car to sell, that's when you call us. If you start looking at Kelley Blue Book and Edmunds and NADA, you're going to get all kinds of crazy values.
Mm-hmm. Right. So call iAutoAgent or look at iAutoAgent.com and contact Jay. So another question I had for you, Jay, is about Carfax. Is Carfax 100% accurate?
So this is a question. Okay, so everybody says, oh, I want a Carfax. So when they're talking to my agents, they want a Carfax. The two big companies out there are Carfax and AutoCheck. Carfax and AutoCheck get their data from two different sources. So if you get in an accident and your car, let's say you hit somebody on a parking lot pretty hard, and you decide, well, I'll just pay them. I'm not going to make a claim. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not going to show up on Carfax.
Right.
Doesn't mean you didn't have an accident.
Exactly. So here's my take on that. 80% of Carfaxes are inaccurate. Not just the fact that either they haven't had an accident or have had an accident. They're inaccurate on ownership. They're inaccurate on mileage discrepancies. There's so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Because Carfax is a marketing company. And I love Carfax for the fact that it has service records. But I also love AutoCheck for the fact that AutoCheck is usually more reliable than Carfax because they're getting their data from the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration.
Okay.
So here's my answer finally is don't ever rely on Carfax. Don't rely on AutoCheck. Do what iAutoAgent does. We pay a third-party inspection company on every single car that we sell in order to give us that mindset that car does not have frame damage.
How much does it cost for a third-party inspector?
Typically, depending on which ones you go to, between $200 to $250.
Okay. And that's something that you as a buyer, you know, I want that. I mean, same. I'm not going to buy a home without a home inspection.
Correct.
And to buy a car without a car inspection,
yeah.
Could you, you know, you want to know, is there some lingering problem that, you know, the seller wants to hurry up and sell it before this problem gets worse, and your inspector is going to find that?
So like I said, we take all the risk. iAutoAgent covers all those costs for the seller. iAutoAgent's taken the risk of all these costs, and we're giving you the value. If for some reason, and this just rarely, rarely happens, but I have to be realistic, we can't get you the value that you're looking for, you owe iAutoAgent nothing.
Wow. How much was that?
zero zilch. That, I'm really serious, because our software is so state-of-the-art that I have like my agents have a crystal ball that they can predict where your car is going to sell for and what we can give you guaranteed for your car.
Well, it creates transparency, and I think that's what creates trust.
Yeah, yeah. It definitely
people
does.
People like transparency.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many businesses where how much money they're making or things like that are so buried, there's no way to flush it out and even find it out. And you guys are just very transparent about the values and everything that goes on.
Everything. You know exactly how much money we make. You know exactly how we value the car. There are no questions. And if you go on my website, I have tons of testimonials from my agents, even myself when I first started the company. These people are going in front of a camera, and you can tell that they're real testimonials. There's no music behind them or anything, and you can see in their eyes on how valuable of a service this is.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Well, you know, Jay, there's a lot of other things that I think people are going to want to ask you directly when it comes to like the types of documents they need if they're selling a car. You know, the questions they need to be able to ask before meeting someone to show a car.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all the things that you after selling hundreds of cars and even thousands of cars at this point, you've learned those lessons. The individual seller, if they learned it on the last car, they're not going to remember it by the time they sell the next car several years later, and you're going to help them cut through that. So if you have a car that you want to sell and you want to maximize how much you get for it, contact Jay Grossman at iAutoAgent.com. Jay, is that the best way to reach you?
I would say that's great, Doug.
Okay, and let them know.
You can call our number, too, at 636-614-3711. That's our main number.
I like it. And then we're going to make sure on our website, smartwithyourmoney.com, we're going to have a listing that'll link to your site also on there so that people can reach you.
And if you mention the Doug Haldeman Show, we're going to get you a discount on your detail, because we have detailing services also.
Excellent. So be sure and mention that you heard Jay on the show, and get about
half of what you could pay for on your own, a mobile detailing service. So,
I love it.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right, Jay, thank you very much for coming and spending your Sunday with us.
I enjoyed it.
Good stuff. I think our listeners are going to glean a lot from it. Reach out to Jay whenever you're ready to sell that car.
Cool.
All right, just a reminder for you, don't want to miss next Sunday at 4 p.m., the Doug Haldeman Show right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.